Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, the podcast that guides you through some of London's most iconic and often overlooked sites. I'm your host, and today we'll be venturing to Hampton Court Palace, Somerset House, the British Library, the Bank of England Museum, and the Twinings Tea Shop Museum. Whether you're a first-time visitor or a seasoned traveller, these destinations will give you a deeper insight into London's rich history, culture, and charm. Grab your walking shoes, or a cup of tea, and let's dive in. Destination 1, Hampton Court Palace, a royal encounter. Let's start our journey just outside central London, with a visit to Hampton Court Palace. This majestic Tudor and Baroque palace, located along the River Thames, offers a glimpse into the lives of royalty. Hampton Court Palace was originally built in the early 16th century by Cardinal Wolsey but was soon taken over by Henry VIII. As you walk through the grand hallways, you can practically feel the weight of history. The palace is best known for its connection to Henry VIII, but it's more than just a Tudor relic. William III and Mary II also made their mark, transforming parts of the palace into a Baroque masterpiece. Things to explore at Hampton Court Palace. Step into the Great Hall, with its hammer-beam ceiling and stained glass windows, and imagine the banquets that once filled the space. If you're a garden lover, don't miss the Tudor and Baroque gardens, they're especially beautiful in the spring and summer. And, of course, there's the famous Hampton Court Maze. Getting lost has never been more fun. Before you leave, take a quiet moment in the Chapel Royal, a space of incredible beauty and history. Legend has it, the ghost of Catherine Howard, one of Henry's unfortunate wives, still roams the halls. Here's a little tip. It's a bit of a journey from central London, so plan for a full morning or afternoon. You can reach Hampton Court by train from Waterloo Station, or by boat along the Thames for a more scenic route. Destination 2, Somerset House, Art and Ice in the Heart of London. From Royal Courts to the Heart of London, next on our list is Somerset House. Located just off the Strand, this beautiful neoclassical building is both an artistic hub and a historic landmark. It started as a Tudor palace for the Duke of Somerset, but now it's one of London's premier cultural venues. Here's what you can do at Somerset House. During the winter months, the Somerset House ice rink is one of London's best, complete with festive music and twinkling lights. The Courtauld Gallery within Somerset House is home to an incredible art collection, including works by Van Gogh and Rubens. If you're lucky, you might catch one of their contemporary art exhibits, outdoor concerts, or even film screenings in the summer. While you're there, spend a few minutes wandering around the grand courtyard and watching the famous fountains dance, an unexpected modern touch in such a historic space. Here's a fun fact for you. Somerset House has appeared in several films, including James Bond and Sherlock Holmes movies, so, if it looks familiar, you've probably seen it on screen. Destination 3, British Library, a treasure trove of knowledge. Our next destination is a book lover's dream, the British Library. Located just a short walk from King's Cross Station, this library isn't just for academics. It's home to some of the most precious manuscripts in history, and anyone can visit. In the Treasures Gallery, you'll find priceless items such as one of the four surviving copies of the Magna Carta, Shakespeare's first folio, offering a rare glimpse into the works of the bard, Leonardo da Vinci's notebooks, filled with his intricate sketches and ideas, and for music fans, original handwritten lyrics by the Beatles. King's Library, a breathtaking room inside, houses King George III's private collection. Its towering bookshelves are a sight to behold, even if you're not planning to read anything. A little tip, the library often has free exhibitions on topics ranging from science fiction to world-changing inventions, so check their schedule when you visit. Even if you're not a bookworm, the British Library offers an extraordinary peek into the world of ideas, knowledge, and culture across centuries. Destination 4, Bank of England Museum, money, power, and a bit of gold. Let's shift gears and head to the financial heart of London, the Bank of England Museum. This museum is often overlooked by tourists, but it offers an intriguing look into the history of Britain's central bank and the role money has played in shaping the nation. Here's what you can see at the Bank of England Museum. One of the museum's biggest draws is the chance to actually hold a real gold bar. Trust me, it's heavier than you think. Learn about the history of British banknotes, from simple handwritten bills to the complex designs used today. Dive into the story of the bank's founding in 1694 and its relationship with key events in British history, from the Napoleonic Wars to the financial crises of the modern era. This museum might be small, but it's packed with history, and best of all, it's free. Here's a fun fact: the nickname the Old Lady of Threadneedle Street is often used to describe the Bank of England. There's even a famous caricature of the bank as an old woman protecting her money. Destination 5, Twining's Tea Shop Museum, a sip of history. We'll end today's tour with a stop at a truly British institution, the Twining's Tea Shop and Museum. Located on the Strand, this tiny tea shop has been in operation since 1706, making it the oldest tea shop in London. As you step inside, you'll not only get to browse a wide selection of teas but also explore the Twining's Tea Museum, tucked away in the back of the shop. Here, you'll find a small but fascinating exhibit on the history of tea and the Twining's family, who helped make tea the nation's drink of choice. Here's a flavour of what you can do whilst at Twining's. Sample some of Twining's finest teas at the tasting bar. Whether you're a fan of Earl Grey, English breakfast, or herbal blends, there's something for every tea lover. Check out the display of antique teapots and tea-related artifacts, along with the original royal warrant granted by Queen Victoria. It's a short visit, but if you love tea or just want to take home an authentic London souvenir, this is the perfect stop. Here's another fun fact: Twining's holds the world's oldest commercial logo, which has remained unchanged since the company's founding in the early 18th century. And there you have it, a journey through some of London's most fascinating historic sites, from the grandeur of Hampton Court Palace to the cozy charm of the Twining's Tea Shop. London is full of hidden gems like these, waiting for you to explore. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of London's Imperial Landmarks. Be sure to subscribe for more tips and insights on exploring the city, and don't forget to share your experiences with us on social media. Until next time, happy exploring, and enjoy every step of your journey through London.